Okay, this next Mishnah we did already. That's why we didn't put it on for today. We went through this Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. We'll just chaz the halacha of it. The Mishnah over here on the top Mishnah on Chofei just goes over the cheshbon of the flat rates by every stay achuzu. When you redeem it back, you redeem it back at the cheshbon of a zerah choy mesoirim, a chamishim shekel kesef. That was the din of the Mishnah. And basically the halacha we had here in the Yerushalmi, in the Bavli rather, was that the Bavli was going through the why when you have holes in the field they don't count. And the maskana was that in a chanami, if you have holes in the field you have to redeem them as well. It's talking about dafka holes that are not royal Israel. That's this halacha. Now we'll start this the Mishnah on the bottom, Higdisha Vagal. We're still going talking about a stay achuza, because a stay mikna has nothing to do with this. Stay achuza, basically when you makdish a stay achuza to hegdish, so the halacha is that it stays by hegdish forever if you don't redeem it. If you don't redeem it back, it goes to the kohanim, yovel comes, and then it automatically goes to the kohanim. So the Mishnah paskins, higdisha v'gala, it doesn't leave your hand on Yovel. Even a Lashon Mishnah is a little difficult. Why would it leave you? It's by you already. You redeemed it back, now it's your field. Why would it leave you by Yovel? This is your field to begin with. It's your field and you redeemed it back. So it's your field. But that's the Lashon HaMishnah. If you were makdish the field and you redeemed it back, ain't a Yotze b'Yovel. Gala b'noi. If your son redeemed the field in your place, yoytze la'aviv b'yovel, goes back to his father during the yovel, as though he redeemed it, as though the father himself would have redeemed it. That's whenever we say in Shas that a ben is kom la'aviv l'stei achuzah. This is what's talking about: that if a son redeems the field back, it goes to his father when it's yovel. Galo acher. But if somebody else redeems the field back, or one of the relatives redeems the field back, then it's yoytze l'kohanim b'yovel. Then it does go back to the kohanim. So in other words, the only one who could get you back your rights is either yourself or your son. If neither you or your son redeemed it back, then you redeem it back, it goes back to the hegdish, which in a sense gives it back to the kohanim. What happens if a kohen redeems the field? So then you may think that the kohen keeps it. So the kohen may say, listen, why do I have to give it now to other kohanim? I'm holding it myself. So good to swear. Anyway, it's going to go to the kohanim. And now it's arehi tachas yodi. Arehi shali. So I should keep it. No. Yoitze, mitachas yodoi, umischalekes, the kol echov hakoyan. We take it away from him, and we give it to the other kohen. Now this is all learned out of Pesukim, but the lomdus of it is very simple. There are two types of matnas kohuna. There's a matnas kohuna where it's momen hashevet. Momen hashevet is like truma, the marshal. Right? You have truma. So truma, the pshat is, it belongs to the entire shevet. It doesn't go through any other channel. It's directly, as soon as you mafris truma, it automatically becomes momen hashevet, it belongs to the entire shevet of the kohen. It's automatic. That's one type of matnas kohen. And it's like a corporate ownership. All the kohanim own corporately the truma. Then there's another kind of matnas kohen. The other kind of matnas kohen is a matnas kohen where they are zoichem mishulchan gavoya, where the kohanim come in, and they're really getting it from the Beis HaMikdash. So there it's not momen hashevet. That's not corporate ownership. There what's really happening is it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. Belongs to the Shulchan Gavoya. And there's a din that the kohanim, they eat on the job. Literally, they eat on the job. So as part of the Shulchan Gavoya, they get this. Now, there's a big difference between the two. If it's corporate ownership, so that means that really all the kohanim together have a schus in this, in the truma. Right? So l'mashal, if a kohen went and he grabbed your truma from you, in a sense, there'd be a svara to say he could keep the truma. Because it belongs to the kohen. Okay? But when it's coming mishulchan gavoya, then it's only the kohanim that happened to be working then in the Beis HaMikdash. Because it's not going to the shevet. It's like you're eating on the job. So then it only goes to the mishmar. It was broken up to 24 mishmaris. And these 24 families worked every week, a different week in the Beis HaMikdash. So the family that happens to be working in the Beis HaMikdash that week gets it. And they don't get it because of the hat that they're part of the kohanim. They get it because they are being oivered in the Beis HaMikdash that week. It's a whole different type of nesina. Over there, if a kohen from the outside would go and take it, it'd be a narishkeit. What are you doing? You're like a stranger. You have nothing to do with it. It's pasha. That's what the Mishnah is being mechadish. That this, that the field, when it goes out by yoivel to the kohanim, is not the pshat that it's mom and kohen. Is the pshat is that mishulchan gavoya kazoch. They are getting it directly from the Beis HaMikdash. And the mele doesn't go to the... Therefore, the kohen, if it would be plan A, that it's momen hashevet, then this kohen has a great idea. Let me redeem the field. And now it'll stay by me. I'm muchzik. The other kohen can't take it from me. I'm a kohen also. But so long that it's mishulchan gavoya kazochu, what basically happens is it goes back to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash gives it to the Kohen Oivet, whoever's working in the Beis HaMikdash. That's this din of the Mishnah. So it's not just a din, it's an uptight on how the whole thing works. How does this whole schi of the Kohen work? It's not working that they're getting it out Shevet, they're getting it out Kohen Oivet, they're getting it Mishulchan Gavoya, it's like part of the food that they get in the Beis HaMikdash. Who? Who? Which kohen? He redeemed it. I don't know what you mean. He went in year number, somebody was marked the Shafir. He ended up going and redeeming it. He didn't, he wanted to use the field. Anybody could redeem it. Anybody in the world that would redeem it, what happens to it, except for the Bailam? Goes back to Hekdesh. And then it goes to the Kohen. No, very simple. You mark the shafil, the stay achuzim. So the halacha is that if you or your son don't redeem it back, your evil comes and goes to the Kohen. That's the halacha. What happens if you didn't redeem it back, but a Kohen, some other Kohen, Pliny Galmoni, HaKohen, he redeemed it back. So now he wants to say, let me keep it. I redeemed the field back. Let me keep it. Why do I have to take out of one packet, put it into another packet? I'm holding it. Let me keep it. So Mishnah says no. It goes back to the Beis HaMikdash. It goes to the Kohen. What's the Pshat? So the Pshat I'm explaining to you is very simple. Is that normally, this is not a Matnas Kohuna. A Matnas Kohuna Taka would go to him directly. Because a Matnas Kohuna would mean he went ahead and he redeemed it before Yovel. And now as soon as Yovel comes, he's muchzik. He's holding on to this Momen HaShevet. But it isn't Momen HaShevet. It's his own Tzchiyah that he went and redeemed it. The money now belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Beis HaMikdash will give it as a Shulchan Gavaya to the Kohanim that's working, Kohanim that are working that week in Beis HaMikdash. And actually the only Kohanim that get it are the Kohanim that are working that week when Yovel comes in the Beis HaMikdash. Those are the ones that get to stay achuzim, not the shevet hakohen. After that, those kohanim that are working that week, every week they switched. In fact, the Rambam says, what happens if it's chal on Shabbos? And Shabbos, you have two families. You have a mishmo hanichnos, and you have a mishmo hayotze, because Shabbos was the switching of the guard. So the Rambam says it goes to the mishmo hayotze, the mishmo that was there till now. They get the stay achuzim. But the point of the Mishnah is that this is not corporate ownership of the Kohanim. And this is going to be very negayah to a lot of other pratim, but that's what the Mishnah is telling us here. The Mishnah is saying this is not a corporate ownership, that the Kohanim have a schus, And if they had that, then Taka the Kohen that redeemed it, he would keep it. No, it's really Shulchan Gavoyah. And the Shulchan Gavoyah gives it to the Kohen. And therefore, you can't have a pre, you want to get a pre-Yovel Schus. Can't get that, because you have no Schus even when Yovel comes either. So you have no way of getting a head start on your Schus. That's the point of the mission. Now, the Rambam switches. The Rambam holds that not only do you get the field back if you redeemed it, or if your son redeems it, but really, if anybody redeems the field, and you go to that person, and you redeem it from them, you also get the field back. Not the way we read the Mishnah. The Mishnah seemed to have read that if the Bialim don't redeem the field, they never get it. That's it. It's either them or their son. If neither they or their son redeem it back, it's finished. It's kaput. So if anybody else has played to the field, your schusim are gone. Even if that guy plays ball with you, the guy who redeemed the field from Hector, she says, hey, you know what? I'll sell over my schus to you. Doesn't help you. Now it's still going to go back to Hekdesh. The only way for you to get your field, your stay achuzah back, is if you redeem it or your son redeems it. The Rambam zaknit hazeh. And the Rambam is shver sai from the Lashon HaMishnah, and sai in svorah, as we'll see. But this is the Rambam. The Rambam says, halacha chof, galo hamakdish, if the guy who was makdish it, redeemed it, koidim shiagia yovel, hareze choizeres lebala. So then it goes back to the bialim. Vaerech shenosam, whatever you gave, yipol abedek abayis, kamo shabiyam. Vachem, im galo benoi shal hamakdish, if your son redeems it, harehi choizeres loviv biyovel, the father gets it. Zok the Rambam, Abel in Garla Oisa Abita, your daughter, Oishal Krevov, Oinachri, or any relative, or a stranger, Miada Hekdish, from Hekdish, Im Choyzer Amakdish Vigala Miyodon, Choyzer Esle Loila. So the Rambam says that this field goes back to you indefinitely. So even though you didn't redeem it, you did not redeem the field back. You went directly, this plenty almighty, this stranger went to Hekdesh and redeemed it. The way it stands now, the field will never be yours again. Because it's going to go, Yovel, back to Hekdesh, to the Kohanim. But now you went to that guy and you bought it back from him. Right? Now the Rambam says it's going to stay by you forever. So the Rambam is difficult on two points. Point number one, it's against our mission. Which isn't terrible, because the Ravid, if you look at the Ravid, he says he found a girsa like the Rambam. Look at the second Ravid. On the daf, Omar Avrohom, Tomo ani alze, v'arei ha-mishno imerez goa lo acher, oy echod min ha-koivim, or one of the relatives, v'goa lo miyodo, yoytze lo kohenim b'yevo. Hine sha'afilu galu ha-bailim, even though the bailim redeemed it, miyad ha-acher, koidem shiagi ayoivel, still, kishiagi ayoivel, yoytze lo kohen. Says the Ravid, I see not like the Rambam. The Rambam is telling us that if, as long as the owner redeems it back from whoever it is, he keeps it. So the Ravid, it's not that way. The Mishnah says not like the Rambam. Acha kein bodakti binuschois umotzosim mischalfois. He says, I found that there's a nusach like the Rambam too. So the Ravid at the end of the day is not so matmi on the Rambam. He says, I'm ready to live with the Rambam. Because the Rambam's pshat, I found some nuschas like the Rambam. So really, the kasha on the Rambam tak, if you look at the Mishnayos, most of the girsas in the Mishnayos have the Rambam's girsa. And the Mishnayos in the Gemara have the Ravid's girsa. So there's two issues. One is that the Rambam went away from the Lashon HaMishnah. For that, we have a solution. The Rambam had a girsa like that. The bigger problem is the logic behind it. Because logically speaking, this seems to be very shver. It seems, this is the way with Palabatish Geret. It seems what happens by every Steachuzah, the way you would explain without this whole problem. How would you explain every stei achuzah? Every stei achuzah, when you give it to Hekdesh, there are two possible channels. One is that Hekdesh gets the field permanently, and one is that Hekdesh gets it temporarily. And the Torah HaKdoshah said, it depends. If the Baalim redeem it back, they stop the process, and now the Hekdesh is only got the limited offer till Yovel. However, if the Baalim don't redeem it back, then it's the Loilam, then it becomes a Hekdesh Olami. Hekdesh is forever. That's the simple way you learn. Now, when this other guy goes and buys it from Hekdesh, what he's doing is two things, L'chayr. Number one, he's taking away from the owner's right that he had to redeem it. Right? The owner is not happy with this guy. Because if you wouldn't have redeemed it back from Hekdesh, I still had another 30 years to pay the back from Hekdesh. So the owner is not very happy with you. And Hekdesh, L'chayr, is very happy with you. Hekdesh says, Shkoyach, the Kohanim of that mission will give you a grace, Yashikach. Right? It's Gevaldik. Right? Now, the second point, is something that L'chayr should be irreversible. Because the guy who bought it from Hekdesh now, he will never ever be able to have it beyond Yovel. It's only his till Yovel. So the most he could transfer to another person, anybody in the world, is till Yovel. Right now, if you ask the guy, you give him a mazel tov on his purchase, the stei achuzah from Hekdesh, he'll tell you, listen, I only own it for the next 20 years. In 20 years, it goes back to Hekdesh. Now the Baalim come over to him, and the Baalim say, listen, Rabbi Yid, I lost my schus that I had by Hekdesh. Could you do me a favor? Let me redeem it from you. So L'chayr, the guy says, listen, Rabbi Yid, I would love to play ball with you. I just want you to understand, I only own it for the next 20 years. It's already been decided now that this field will not, that's all it has. I don't own it more than another 20 years. Right? Right, exactly. The first guy can only sell the second guy what he owns. How in the world could this Baalim come now and buy back from him a schus that he doesn't even have? According to the Rambam, what's happening is you were makdish your field to Hekdesh. And now when this guy bought the field, you lost your right to redeem it. Can't redeem it anymore. It's not by Hekdesh anymore. The guy that bought it from Hekdesh, he only owns it for 20 years. Now what? Now he's selling it to you for the next indefinitely? How could he do that? How could he sell you more than he has? Originally, when I gave it to Hekdesh, as I explained, there were two channels. There was a channel that this is a temporary Hekdesh until Yovel, and there was another channel that this is permanent. And that the Torah based completely on my redemption. If I redeem it, then I could change it. I could make the Hekdesh only until Yovel. If I don't redeem it, it becomes Lo'olam Voyah, it goes to Hekdesh. Right? Now the fact is I didn't redeem it. Somebody else went and bought it from Hekdesh. So the field right now, is it available to redeem from Hekdesh? It's a yes or no question. The answer is no. The answer is you can't redeem it anymore from Hekdesh. Hekdesh is out of the picture. Now you want to come and say, you know what? Let me go and buy it from this guy. So now what are you doing? Are you redeeming it from Hekdesh or are you using this guy's chusm? This guy's chusm. And what does he own? He only owns it for the next 20 years till Yovel. At that point, whoever he would sell it to, anybody in the world that he would sell it to would have to go back to Hekdesh. How are you circumventing, how are you getting around that? Now, again, when you go ahead and you give your field to Hekdesh, there are two options. Either it's by Hekdesh until Yovel, and then it goes back to you. The only way for you to have that is if you redeem it from Hekdesh. That's one option. The other option is you don't redeem it from Hekdesh. If you don't redeem it from Hekdesh, the field goes to Hekdesh forever. Now, the Torah says that the field... The Torah Kodesh says that when Yovel comes, it becomes permanently Hekdesh, unless you redeemed it from Hekdesh. Now, how long could you redeem it from Hekdesh? The way I see it simply, two possibilities. Till Yovel, or till somebody buys it, whichever one comes first. Right? Because if somebody buys it before then, you can't redeem it from Hekdesh anymore. So, when you go now and you give money, who are you giving money to? It says, Go Allah Acher, who are you giving money to? Hekdesh, or the guy who bought the field? The guy who bought the field. So, are you doing any business with Hekdesh now? No. So, are you redeeming it from Hekdesh now? No. I'm not saying if you do or you don't. Are you redeeming it from Hekdesh? No. So, whose rights are you using now on the field? Your rights or the rights that this guy bought? The rights that this guy bought. This guy went ahead and bought rights. I actually never redeemed the field from Hekdesh at all. I had no business with Hekdesh. Hekdesh will tell me right now that, so I have a schus till Yovel comes to go ahead to Hekdesh and to limit their rights. By me redeeming it from Hekdesh, I could limit their rights that Hekdesh doesn't own it anymore. It doesn't go to them by Yovel. The only way to do that is to be me to burn my bridge with Hekdesh. How do I burn my bridge with Hekdesh? By redeeming it from Hekdesh. Now, if somebody else buys it from Hekdesh, they can't burn the bridge with Hekdesh. There's still a beautiful bridge between them and Hekdesh, which is not going to be used until Yovel comes. Yovel comes that the field is going to cross that bridge and go back to Hekdesh, correct? Now, so again, the only way the Torah HaKadosh said that bridge could be eliminated is if the owner redeems it from Hekdesh, he cuts the bridge. He bombs the bridge. The bridge is gone. Now, he has the schus to redeem it until Yovel. Or, l'chaira, logically, again, we're talking logic, or until somebody else buys it from Hekdesh, because if somebody else buys it from Hekdesh, he no longer has a right to redeem it from Hekdesh, because that redemption is gone, because somebody bought it. Now, if he wants, if he loves his field so much and he'd like to visit it again, so he can go and buy from this guy whatever rights that guy has, but he has no longer any business with Hekdesh. Hekdesh says the bridge that existed between the Makdish and them has been bombed, because somebody else used that bridge, and the way they used the bridge, there's no redemption. It goes only to Yovel. So it's too late, and that's the way the vast majority of the Rishonim learn. That's why they learn that way, because they learn it's too late. If you ask the Ravid will tell Rashi, too late. In fact, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Rashi says in Kiddushin Daf Yud Zayin that not only is the Bailim not able to deal with Hekdesh anymore, they can't even deal with the second owner anymore, the new guy in town who bought it back from Hekdesh. Rashi says, Eina yochel ligo, can't even redeem it from them. So the Meiri in Kiddushin Dingsach, he says, what do you mean, why can't he redeem it from that guy? He should be able to redeem it. So most understand that what Rashi means is, because our Mishnah seems to say that the owner could redeem it from the second guy. The explanation in Rashi is that the owner has no right to redeem it from the second guy. It's like anybody else. If somebody comes to you and says, I hear you're renting a facility for the next 20 years, could I sublet? Could I sublet? Could you sublet it to me? So it's up to you. If you want, you can do it. So all Rashi and Kiddush means when he says you can't, he means you can't go to the guy Hekdesh. Till now, you had a right to go to Hekdesh like a mechutin. Say, listen, I'm a balabas here. I'm redeeming my field back. The Gizber can't tell you, you know what, take a walk. What do you mean? I'm a balabas. Like you said, I have rights that I never gave up. Right? But the second that I go ahead and the next guy goes and redeems it from Hekdesh, you're gone. You can't even go to him and say, you know, I want it for the next 20 years. I'm giving you the money. The guy said, I don't know what you're talking about. I have no deal with you. I redeemed it from Hekdesh. And now it's by me. Factor of Elyashiv discusses this. brings down Loshon Rashi, which is that Imoch Asar Leish Acher Lo Yigor Leit, can't be redeemed anymore. It's too late. The Bialim can't even go to him to redeem it. So Rav Eliashiv is bothered. What's pshat in the Loshon HaMishnah by us? So Erech Leiv also schwitzes on this. And he says what I just said, how I explained it, that you don't have a right. You don't have a schus. Yoytze midivir Rashi de'ein lebalim shum zchus ligoyel. The Bialim have no right. They can't come here to be goyel the field from this other guy. See, even though our Mishnah says that the Bialim went and they redeemed it from this guy who redeemed it from Hendish, it just means he was a gentleman. The Bialim knocked on the door and said, "You know, I'd like to rent it from you because this is a field I used to. It was my field." I said, "Okay, you know, I'll give it to you. I'll let you look." But what's he giving him? He can only give him what he has. He himself doesn't have a schus anymore to have it loyal on. It's gone. That option is gone. That's something else. That we weren't dealing with Hekdesh. Let's not get confused with Hekdesh. Hekdesh is a different parasha. When you makdish something to Hekdesh, that's why I explained. There are two options. When you sell something to a regular person, there are no two options. It goes back to you by Yevil. There's no two options. Right? It goes back to you by Yevil. By Hegdish, it's different. Hegdish, there are two options. There's a temporary option and there's a long-term option. So it's not like Yevil with a stomach plenty on money. When I give something to Hegdish, there is a possibility that I will forfeit my rights forever. It's almost the opposite, Lachar. It's almost that when I'm makdish something, really it goes to Hekdesh forever. Just that I have a right to redeem it from Hekdesh. It's not the way Larry was explaining. If I can't, really I'm makdish to feel it's Hekdesh. It's just that the Torah gave me a right till Yovel to redeem it. And if I redeem it, then it doesn't go back. It goes to me. But otherwise, it's too late. So now what happened was, I didn't redeem it back. Basically, all I'm telling you is very simple. I never redeemed it back from Hekdesh. I didn't because I couldn't. Because somebody else got there first. And that guy redeemed it from Hekdesh. It's too late. So there is a Mechudish, this Me'iri is a Mechudish Tikka Me'iri, because the Me'iri seems to debate this issue of possibly the owner has some kind of schus. Now then we may be able to twist what you're saying. In other words, if we would learn that the owner can actually go to the guy that redeemed it, and he could twist his arm and say, "You must give it to me now. For the same price that I would have gotten it from Hekdesh, I'm going to now take it from you." Then we can open up the door to the possibility that the bridge was not burnt yet. Maybe. But that would be the only way to explain it. You could say that. The question is, we're trying to make this logical. Right? We're trying to make this make some sense. So logically, it doesn't seem to make sense. Logically, it seems to be that if the Bialim are sitting in the field only because they got it from the guy who bought it temporarily from Hekdesh, all they're really doing, they're not sitting there as Bialim. You follow? They're not sitting on the field any longer as Bialim. They're a tenant. When I redeem something back from Hekdesh myself as a Bialim, I'm sitting here as the owner, original owner. I'm here as an owner. But when I come to the field and I'm sitting here not as an owner, I'm sitting here as a tenant that I rented it from somebody who rented it from Hekdesh. So because I happen to be somebody who once owned the field, what does that have to do? How does that play a role?
Logically, I'm not talking about we could say stam as it is, but in Svar it doesn't seem to make sense. There seems to be a tremendous difference between if the owner redeems it from Hekdesh or if the owner goes and takes it from this other guy who redeemed it from Hekdesh. When the owner redeems it from Hekdesh, he takes back his old mantle, the mantle that he had before he was Makdesh. Before he was Makdesh, he was an owner. Now I got back my coat. I'm back to Zobah Bailam, right? When I go ahead and somebody else redeemed it from Hekdesh, and now I go and I say, well, I want to now buy it from you, so all I'm buying from you is your rights. So the fact that I happen to have an identity card in my pocket that I was once a Bailamir, so what? But that card is gone. That card is burnt up. That's logically. It's obvious that Rambam is somehow saying something more along the lines that you're saying, which is trying to understand how this works logically. How does it work logically? Now, besides for that, if you notice, the Rambam uses a very strange lashon, which actually is different, the opposite from what you're saying, Ruvein. The Rambam's lashon, even by a regular field, in the same halacha that we were just reading, the Rambam says, "Golo amakdish koydim shiagia yovel." What do you mean? It is by him, right? The Rambam says, "Gaal haMakdish." Who's he talking about? The Bailam. The Bailam went and redeemed the field back. That's great. That's the perfect situation. Now you're right back at where you started from. Hekdesh is out of the picture. But instead of the Rambam telling us that Hekdesh is out of the picture, he says, Harezu choyzeres lebaleho. When Yevil comes, it goes back to the owner. What do you mean go back to? I'm here. I was Makdish the field, and now I reversed that Hekdesh because I redeemed it back. So now everything went back to step one. So why does the Rambam say it goes? So if you look at the Ravid says the same thing. I don't know what the Rambam wants. Omar Avon, lo yodati, my choyzeres. He says, I don't even know the art scroll explanation in this Rambam. I don't understand the translation. Harehi tachas yodai. It's there. What does the Rambam even mean? The way the Rambam reads, it doesn't, it's a gaitnish. The Rambam basically says, if the Bailam are makdish the field, and then they redeem it back, when Yovel comes, it goes back to the Bailam. I'm here. I'm here for the last 30 years. I redeemed it back from Makdish. Pella the Gazach. Okay. Let's go on in the Gemara and we'll see how this thing fits in at the end. So the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Im lo yigoyel es ha-sadeh, Bailam, that's talking about the Bailam. V'imochar es ha-sadeh, Gizbo. L'ishacher, L'acher v'loy l'ben. The son, if the son redeems it back, it goes to the father. How do you know it's the son? Maybe the brother has that right to redeem it back for his brother. Maybe if the brother redeems it from Hekdesh, it goes back to his brother, the original owner. That includes brother. It's loyla ben. Says the Gemara, how do you know that a son is a closer relative regarding this than a brother? How do you know to do that? How do you know to consider the son a closer relative for stay achuzah than the brother? A son comes in the place of his father for yud, and for an eved ivri. Which means that the son does yud for the Om of Ria. And if he dies, if the father dies, the son continues to work with the Eved Ivri. The Eved Ivri is any Eved as Habas. The Eved Ivri doesn't work for any of the relatives other than the son. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? But the brother has Kedima. Adarab, Mar Bani Yisoach, the brother is better. Shekein Kom Tachasov Ivli Yibum. He goes, takes his brother's place when it comes to Yibum. The Gemara says, that's not a Raya, because Klum Yesh Yibum Ela B'mokam Shein Ben. That's because there's no son. If there's a son, there wouldn't be a need for Yibum. Which Vayter makes the son the supreme representative of his father. He's the best representative. Ho Yesh Ben Ein Yibum. Says the Gemara, why did you even have the problem? There are two things. There's yield and the son has two benefits. The Gemara says no, because Eved Ivri alone may hide Pirchanami Udanavkala. The reason why Eved Ivri is Eved Es HaBen and not Eved Es HaAch is because the son is better than the brother. Klum Yeshiva Melo B'Mokrim Shein Ben. Okay. So the Gemara concludes the son comes before anybody else. Not only comes before, he is the only one. The only one. Now the Gemara, after the Gemara decided that the son is the only one, the Gemara now goes into a whole different discussion. What about a Bas? Boy, Rabbi Baravuet. Bas, Mao Shatam, Sodel Avia. So most of the Achronim explain, what do you mean? We just finished saying it's only Ben. And we even gave reasons. The Ben is, the Eved Ivri is Oyved Es HaBen. The Halach is Eved Ivri is not Oyved Es HaBas. Eved Ivri doesn't work for the daughter. So what's the Gemara Shaila? So most understand that the Gemara's question now is B'mokim where there's no Ben. Avada if there's a Ben and the daughter would go and redeem it, it would be nothing. But we're talking about a case where there's no Ben, then maybe if the daughter would go and redeem it, she would be in the place. Kibon delin Yibum benu baske adodi, patri. Since by Yibum, if there's a daughter here, it helps. So maybe Moikma, so she can also give it back to her father. Oidilmo kibon delin Nachalo. Since when it comes to Yerusha, bas pemokoin ben, ki acher damya, the daughter has no Yerusha, therefore, loy moikma. So it won't go into her domain to give it back to her father. Toshma, tono de vega bishmoel, kol shehu acher pemokoin ben, anybody who is not on the same stage as the son, which means when there's a son here, they're out of the picture. Pisteachuza also. Honami bemokoin ben ki acher dami. So conclusion of the Gemara is that a daughter does not have the same mile of a son, even if there's no son. Because since if there would be a son, the daughter would not count in Yerusha. So therefore, even if there is a son, no son, the daughter doesn't count. So again, the Gemara now is going all with one direction. We need Ben, only Ben. And now all of a sudden, the Gemara unveils a whole new possibility. Boy Rabzera, Isha. What's the halacha with a wife? Mi mabid lo sdei baal. Malo sdei. Could she be, who's mabid of the field? Baal moikim lo? Sheken yosha? Is the father, is the husband moikim the field? Or idil mo ben moikim lo? Or maybe the son. Now the son and the husband both have advantages. The son has the advantage that he is Yarshin's his mother, even property that she doesn't have in her domain. Which means the mother, let's say, has a schus to yarshin her father. Right? And then her father died after she died. So the husband doesn't get that. That's roi. The husband only gets what his wife had in when she was married to him. Any property that his wife gets technically after she's deceased, from a technical standpoint, doesn't go to her husband. So the Gemara says, Ben moikim lo shekein noito b'roi ki b'muchsik. The Ben gets it. Maybe the Ben gets it. Take it. This whole Gemara is a plea. Where did the husband come in? The husband's from a different planet. We just now kept on saying, only the son. He's come tachasov for Eved Ivri. He's come tachasov for Yibum. Only the son. Then we went to daughter, because maybe daughter is like a son. Then we said, no, a daughter is also not like a son. All of a sudden now we're going to the husband. What's the husband? What's his name? Why in the world would he's an Acher. Why would there be any difference? To compound this problem is that there are many Rishonim who hold that a Baal doesn't even Yashin his wife midaraisa. So Shaila in the Gemara, Baal Yorish is Ishtay Tevar Teure the Rabbonin in the Sugi of Yeshneichlum above a Basra. And Gerade, many Rishonim hold that Yerusha of the Baal is only the Rabbonin. He doesn't even Yashin his wife Midarais. So if the Baal doesn't yashin his wife to raisa, how in the world could you ever have a mina that what's going to happen now? The Baal midaraisa is going to come and redeem the field. Midaraisa, he doesn't exist. Midaraisa, the Baal is a non-entity in Yerusha. Doesn't exist. Midaraisa, the field should now be going to the Kohanim. Right? Via Hegdish. So now who? Now a non-entity guy came and redeemed the field from Hegdish. Somebody who Midaraisa doesn't exist. He's invisible. Midaraisa, he's not here. He goes, he's redeemed from Hegdish, and now what? Now it's not going to go to the Kohanim. The Pella. Midaraisa goes to the Kohanim. Midaraisa goes to Hegdish. What's that? And actually, the Rambam paskins like Rav Zeira Shaila, as you can see from the Rambam Halacha Chav Beis. He isha shegd isha stei achuzah. If a woman was makdish stei achuzosa, the goal of baal on the other hegdish, the gia yovel the hitachas yada baal, hare adov sofik. That's Rav Zeira's sofik. In tachzol isha it takes a lokahanim. Lefikach and kodmo isha v'chziko bo achayovel ein akanim yochel mohitzi miyada. Akanim can't take it from him. If him kodmo akoyinim v'chziku, and if the kohanim of the anshim yishmer come and take it, then ein yochel mohitzi miyada. It's a suffik. Basically, the Rambam is paskening Rav Zeira's suffik. Right? That's what this Rambam says. When in fact, the Rambam doesn't even hold that Yerusha's Abal is the Raisa. He says in Hilchos Nachlus that it's not even deraisa. That a husband doesn't even yashin his wife mid deraisa. And we were asking, the whole Gemara is a plea. Why in the world would a Baal be negay altogether? It's Xeris HaKosov. Only the Ben. How does the Baal come into the picture? Altogether. The whole thing is a plea. And then, to make it more complex, is that the Rambam actually doesn't even bring down the Shiloh whether the son. Why doesn't the Rambam say the same Shiloh about the son? Rav Zeira seemed to have two tzadokim, husband or son, right? Who's the one that could redeem it back for the Isha? Husband or son? That's the scale according to the Rav Zeira. The Rambam only brings one part of the scale. He brings the Shiloh about the Baal. So if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, he says the Rambam had no suffix lagabi there. He says it's only the we don't have that piece of the Kesef Mishnah. But anyway, the Rambam held its poshet. Of course, the son doesn't the son could yashin it back. Of course, that's not even a shy. So now it's completely a plea. That means, of course, the son. Like we originally said, why are we even clearing Baal? Teretz says, according to the Rambam, a son definitely has the right. The Gemara's question was, maybe the Baal also has the right. Total plea. What do you mean? If the son is the one that the Torah is talking about, how could you have the son and the Baal? You can't have the son and anybody. How could you have the son and the Baal? It's a Merafi Sigur. It's a Pella. Complete Pella. Completely. So, I believe that the way to get around this, to understand, to have a better tfisi here, what's going on, we have a very interesting shaila that Rav David Soloveitchik Zalzangizot has here in his sefer that brings down from Beshem's father, Rav Chaim. I think that the guts of to understand everything here in the sugya is one point, simple point. The simple point is as follows. When we say that when the Bailim redeemed the field back, this goes back to Ruvain's question. When we say the Bailim redeemed the field back, then it stays by them forever. Okay? There are two ways to look at it. Two different mahalchim to look at it. One is that the way I explained it, and definitely that's the simple way, and that's definitely the way many of the Rishonim understand, is that there's a bridge. When you are makdish a field to Hekdish, there's a bridge. There's a pre-existing bridge. The Torah said, until Yovel, You could walk across the bridge, take your money and go back. Chaim will show. And now it's as though you never gave it to Hekdesh. What you're basically doing is reversing what you did. I took my property, I was makdish it, and now there's a bridge. Easy pass. I crossed the bridge, taken care of, and now automatically everything gets reversed. It's as though I was never makdish it. That's one approach. The other approach is no. Hekdesh is Hekdesh. Hekdesh is not like a mekach, like I told you. Hekdesh is not a mekach. When you're makdish something, by definition, it's permanent. Permanent. The Torah Kedoshah said that if you buy them, if you redeem it from Hekdesh, when Yovel comes and Hekdesh then gives it to the Kohanim, they will instead give it to you. It's also, what's really happening is going back to Hekdesh and Hekdesh giving back to you. The Torah says that you buy them, if you will makdish the field, if you will redeem the field, you really don't have a bridge that you can cross until you're able to get your field back. You understand what I'm saying? Not like you were saying, I don't have that right. As soon as I makdish my field, I forfeit any rights that I have to this field, la'olam v'atishkan. And if you don't want to do it, don't be makdish. There's a lot of things you could do with a field. But if you don't want to give up your rights on your field, then don't be makdish, because that's what you're doing. Makdish, it's gone. Now, if during Yovel you go and you redeem the field back from Hekdesh, it's still that you're using the field on behalf of Hekdesh. You're no different than another guy. It's like anybody could go to Hekdesh now, redeem the field till Yovel. So can you. You could redeem it too. But, v'hoya hasodeh b'tzeise b'yovel. But now when Yovel comes, and Hekdesh now gives it to the Kohanim, if you redeemed it, they're going to give it to you. So it's not that when I redeemed it back from Hekdesh, I got my field back. No. I redeem my field, I have a right to use it. Till Yovel. I really only have a king in payers, I won't even be able to sell my field. That's what I want to tell you. According to the Rambam, if I go ahead and I give my field to Hekdesh, makdish it, and then I redeem it back from Hekdesh, until Yovel, I only have a king in payers. Exactly what anybody else has, if they redeem it from Hekdesh. It's just that the Torah said that when Yovel comes, Hekdesh doesn't give it to the Kohanim. They give it to you. And that's why the Rambam used the language, Choyzeres lebaleo. We said, what? The Rambam asked, what do you mean? You redeemed it back. It doesn't have to go back to you. It does. Because it's not yours yet. When you redeemed it from Hekdesh, you only had a right to use it. Then it's Choyzer to you. It goes back to you. So now, if that's the way it always works, now we can easily say that when the Torah said that it goes back to the owner, did the Torah base that on the redemption? Or did the Torah base on who's sitting on the field now when Yovel comes? If Yovel comes and the owner is sitting on the field, so the Torah says, you know, it goes to him. So it doesn't matter how the owner is sitting on the field, if he's sitting on the field because he redeemed it back. The only reason why we said that makes such a big difference is because you have this bridge that got ruined. But the way we're learning now, there is no bridge. There's no bridge at all. Really, as soon as you get your makdish, you think the hekdesh, you sever your connection to your property. It's gone. You get a present. When Yovel comes and you happen to be sitting on your field, hekdesh gives you a present. It's Xeris HaKosov. Torah says, oh, the owner is there. It's almost like we don't kick the owner off the property. We give it to him. Hekdesh now, Yovel comes, Hekdesh is going to be giving that field to somebody. Somebody's going to be getting now a bonus. So if the owner is sitting on the field, the original owner, we say he stays there. And if the original owner is not sitting on the field, we give it the bonus goes to the Kohen. So this bonus that Hekdesh gives by Yovel, either way it's Mishulchan Gavoya. It's either the owner is getting it Mishulchan Gavoya. No, either the original owner, either the makdish, let's not call him the owner, the makdish. Let's forget about him. That's why the Rambam calls him the makdish. Okay? Either the makdish will get that bonus, or the kohanim will get that bonus. But it's a bonus. It's not that I went and the way you learn balabatish, it's not so balabatish. Many Rishonim learn that way. The Ravid learns that way. It's not that I will go back to Hekdesh and I take it back. Okay? Now let's reverse what I just did a year ago. That can never be reversed. It's irrevocable.
I give it to Hekdesh, it's Hekdesh. Now I'm at the mercy of Hekdesh. Now, if I'm sitting on the field, then Hekdesh tells the Makdesh, okay, the bonus goes to you. And if you're not sitting on the field, the bonus goes to the Kohanim. Somebody's getting the... Hekdesh is not going to hold on to this field forever. The policy that the Rabbanu Shem gave Hekdesh is that Hekdesh gives the field as a bonus to somebody. Either it goes to the... from the Shulchan Gavoya to the Kohanim, or it goes from the Shulchan Gavoya to the guy who was Makdesh it. If that's the case, it really makes no difference if you were Makdesh it or not, Zok Ter Hambam. It's completely illogical that it should depend on who redeemed it. Because the redemption is always working with the same strength, whether the owner redeems it or a stranger redeems it. It's always working with the same strength. The strength is, if you redeem the field back, the strength of that redemption is that you happen to be here. It's not that you have a stronger ability to redeem it. We understood what it meant was, if the owner redeems it from Hekdesh, then that's a very strong redemption. Then it reverses the Hekdesh. If somebody else redeems it, then it doesn't reverse the Hekdesh. So we had our problem. So once somebody else redeems it from Hekdesh, it's gone. That's the way the Ravid understands. The Rambam says, no. It's always the same. You can always only temporarily redeem it from Hekdesh until Yovel. And then Yovel Hekdesh will decide what happens with that field. And the Torah gave Hekdesh a dictate that when Yovel comes, you should look at the field. If it's sitting by the Makdesh, keep it by him. Give it, not keep it. Give it to him. For Hoya Sada Betsei Se Be Yovel to the one that was Makdesh the field. So now give it to him. And if he's not sitting on the field, the one who was Makdesh the field, give it to the Kohen. Now it makes no difference. What Zok Ter Rambam, now it's completely illogical to learn the other way. Why in the world does it make a difference who redeemed it? Either way, the redemption was only until Yovel. And either way, Yovel, it's going back to Hekdesh. And either way, the owner is sitting on the field. Who cares? Who cares who redeemed it from Hekdesh? It's the same process. The only difference is who is occupying the premises. And the Torah said that if the Makdesh is occupying the premises, then it goes to him. That's all. The redemption is the same redemption. Now the Rambam is so glatt, the other pshat needs a little beer. The other pshat is the way we explained it originally. Now we come to Baal, it's very simple. When we say that a son, if he redeems it, it goes to the father. The lomdus is not also that the redemption is any different. It's always the same redemption. The lomdus is that if the son is there, it's as though the father is there. The son is in the place of his father, so it's like the father is living there. So it's not the lomdus that the son's redemption is better than somebody else's redemption. Everybody's redemption is the same. Everybody's redemption is the same. It's still Yovel. Everybody's redemption is the same. The only thing is, we look at the person who's there and we say, is the owner sitting there? So the halacha is that by a ben, we view it as though the father is sitting there. Which, by the way, for that reason, there are some who hold that if the son went now and he sold it to another party, it won't go back to his father. That's a whole vikuach. But the way the Rambam is holding it simple, why that would be. Because the father's not there anymore. If he's there, it's like his father is there. So now it comes out very simple. We know that a Baal yashins his wife. Why does a Baal yashin his wife? He doesn't yashin his wife because of kurva. He yashins his wife because ishtei kegufa. Because he and his wife are like one pocket. And there's many rayas to this. Rav Chaim, Al-Rambam goes through this. We don't have time right now to go through it. That's the husband doesn't yashin his wife like the other relatives yashin their wife. The husband yashins his wife because it's ishtei kegufa. Shailas, the ishus that makes him, the Chaim explains it's the ishus. When he marries this woman, it becomes like one pocket. Okay? So now we understand. If the Baal's on the property, it's like his wife's on the property. It's not a question any longer that it's a din Yerusha. Then we have the problem, if Yerusha's Baal's only the Rabban, you don't get into all that problem. And therefore, the Ben still has the advantage of Ben. Because it's two different channels. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is saying. The Ben, if the Ben redeems it, his mother will get it.
because he's a ben. If the Baal redeems it, that's not a separate schus. That's a shpeke gufa. That's like she redeems it. Him sitting on the field is like his wife sitting on the field. That's Rav Zeira Sofik. And that's why the Rambam holds that Rav Zeira Sofik is a Sofik. And Ben, Taka, could redeem it like any Ben could redeem the field. And it'll go to his mother. What do you mean? Yeah, because Ishtek Gufay means that he and his wife are one pocket. But he's like the Makdish. You follow what I'm saying? Everything, it's all one pocket. When his wife is Makdish, it's like he was Makdish. Which, by the way, is a kasha many ask, how could the woman even be Makdish? Because assuming this is Nichsei Maluk, the aloch is Takon Asusha, a woman can't even be Makdish. No, she's Makdish now, it's Nichsei Maluk. Nichsei Maluk. So now the Baal is like the Makdish, because it's one pocket. Ishtek Gufay. So that's not, and that's why the Rambam holds by Ben, it's not even a Shiloh. Of course the Ben could do it. The Shiloh is only on the Baal. And the Baal is not because of Yerush. The Baal is using a different strength. It's not because of Yerush. The reason why the Baal can't do it is because since, what? The reason why the Baal can't do it is because this whole din of Ishtek Gufay, you have to know, if it connects to the halacha of Makdish. Ishtek Gufay is not a Hanukkah, we use it for halachas. Ishtek Gufay is not a without any exceptions. So it's a something. It's something that you want to ask. Okay, let's stop here.